Welcome back to Assembly Hall. Scott Agnes and Joe Popley on hand. Thanks for tuning in. It's Indiana leading North Carolina Central by 3, 25-22 with 3:44 to play here in this first half. And Indiana, Joe, is just shooting 32% from the field on 9-28 shooting. But it really hadn't been a matter of bad shots. They just haven't fallen.
Yeah, I like the shot selection so far. Only a couple that I thought were questionable, like Jordan Holes taking that really long three. But other than that, they've been moving the ball, getting good shots. You keep doing that, they'll eventually fall.
As Indiana has the possession, Verdell Jones tosses it inside to Derek Elston, working on David Best. Goes up strong with the left hand and puts it in. Derek Elston, 6 points on the night. Indiana extends their lead to 5.
And this is exactly what Tom Crean wants. An established post presence down there so that it's not all perimeter play.
Michael Glasker sends it right corner to Landon Clement. He's already knocked down 3 threes early on. He goes over Wilshehe.
Crowd wanted a travel there, but nonetheless a nice basket by
Clement with a game-high 11 points, and the Eagles within 3 now. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Verdell Jones drives inside, a finger roll into the lane, and a nice basket there by Verdell Jones, the third. And
this is what we were
just
talking
his first
about,
basket.
Scott. They've been driving into the lane all night. They just haven't been getting some of these layups to fall. I expect if they keep doing that, they're going to build their lead up.
Glasker sends it right corner to C.J. Wilkerson. Wilkerson will hold. Goes up with the shot off the mark. Derek Elston grabs the rebound. 2:25 to play here in the first half. Elston for 3. Maybe a little too confident on that shot. Glasker saves it in the other way now for the visiting Eagles.
Although for a big man, Elston does have one of the better three-point shots.
That was just his third three-point attempt on the season, 1 for 3. 2 minutes to play, Indiana by 5. Michael Glasker will hold, guarded by Matt Roth as Creek and Watford set to check in at the next dead ball. Running the play, looking for Clement, Glasker will go left side to Wilkerson. Throws up the 3 left corner, doesn't even come close, hits the left side of the backboard, and Holes has it. Holes pounds it with the right hand, cross the timeline. One-handed pass, left corner to Verdell Jones, the third. Misses the 3, and rebound comes away to Wilkerson.
And just another ball rimming out right there. Good shot by Verdell.
Glasker goes up for the shot, and he's fouled inside by Matt Roth, who picks up his first foul this game. Great to see him out on the floor. As Indiana holds a 5-point lead, and Christian Watford and Maurice Creek check back in.
Crowd wanted to travel again there by Glasker. I think he could get away with some of those borderline calls because he's really pushing the ball up into the lane.
C.J. Wilkerson looking to throw it inbounds, and a tremendous defensive effort there by the Hoosiers as Eagles couldn't find anyone to throw it in for, and North Carolina Central will be forced to take their second timeout of this half. So with 1:36 to play, IU leads by 5. Finally, some positive momentum to carry into the second half as Indiana and both Carolina Central have both played well, but Indiana just hadn't been able to get their shots to fall despite out-rebounding and taking quality shots.
And, of course, the biggest thing that Tom Crean preaches is defense. The Hoosiers are only giving up 53 points a game so far, and they're really forcing the Eagles to take some contested shots right now. Nothing easy now that they've slowed down the transition game. The other thing I wanted to point out, Scott, we look like we got some balanced scoring here for the Hoosiers. Jordan Holes leads the way with 10 points. You've got Elston chipping in with 6. Creek has 4. Watford with 3. And Verdell Jones, as you mentioned, got his first bucket.
So Indiana holds a 5-point lead. Wilkerson triggers the inbound, finds the David Best. Hands it back off to Wilkerson, but he'll back it out as good tenacious defense there by IU. They've forced 8 turnovers by the Eagles and limited their own turnovers to just 5. Michael Glasker will hold at center court. Indiana man defense with just 80 seconds to play here in the first half. Glasker drives to the lane, throws up an air ball, a little finger roll taken away by Watford to Verdell. Elston with a great cut inside and a blocking foul picked up here by Jonathan Nicely. No signs of an injury or slowing him down as Derek Elston heads to the line with 6 early points for IU.
Not so nicely. He knocked down Jonathan Nicely right there. And good to see from Elston going in with no fear. He must be fully recovered from whatever minor knee injury he had.
So Elston heads to the free throw line for IU. Elston just 1 of 2 on the season and knocks down the first free throw. Victor Oladipo and Jeremiah Rivers check back in for the Hoosiers as Verdell Jones and Maurice Creek check out. With 66 seconds to play, Indiana with their biggest lead. Set for a second one, lets it fly, knocks it down. He's got 8 points. Indiana by 7, 60 seconds to play. Bringing it up the court for the Eagles will be Emmanuel Chapman. Chapman guarded by Halsey across the timeline, pounds it with the right hand. Gets a screen here from Jonathan Nicely, dribbles it off to the left side, goes inside the lane, tries to pass it out to Wilkerson, and Holes with the help of Oladipo snatches it away. Holes brings it to the near side, now kicks it right to Oladipo, fakes the three, tries to drive on Wilkerson, gets a screen from Elston. Oladipo inside, goes up with a shot off the mark, but he's fouled in the act of shooting.
Nice drive there by Oladipo, knowing that he can draw the contact. Also great up fake and a good pick from Derek Elston.
C.J. Wilkerson called for the foul, his second, the team's 10th. So now heading to the line for IU will be Victor Oladipo. And the Hoosiers have been very active now. The fifth time a Hoosier player has gone to the free throw line. Oladipo, the 6'5 freshman, has been struggling from the free throw line. Just 40% on the season, and he misses the first one.
And it's good to see the Hoosiers getting to the line this much, as they've really relied on their perimeter game in the past few games. So it's good that they're attacking the basket.
Oladipo throws up the second one, and it rims out. Still looking for his first points, and David Best snatches down the rebound.
Yeah, that thing was halfway home. I'm sure the coaching staff will work with Oladipo on that shot right there.
28 seconds to play, first half, Indiana by 7. Indiana could have the last shot, about a 2-second differential. Here with it, Justin Lamau for the Eagles. Kicks it left to Landon Clement, who's been the high scorer for the Eagles with 11 first half points. Clement gets a screen from David Best. Goes off, throws it up from the left elbow. It's short, rebound to Oladipo. He loses it out of bounds, though, with 3:14 left, and the Eagles will have the last shot. Taking it out will be C.J. Wilkerson. Finally able to hand the ball off here. C.J. Wilkerson looking to trigger it inbounds. Taken away by Victor Oladipo. 2-1. Oladipo lets it fly from the half court, knocks it down.
Oh, my. Victor Oladipo, are you kidding me?
Oladipo stole the inbounds pass from Wilkerson, throws it up from nearly half court, and knocks down the three-point basket. Nothing but net to lead the Hoosiers to halftime as the Indiana faithful rise to their feet.
And great defense there by Oladipo to even have the chance. They were looking for Clement down there in the corner for a three-point play, a bounce pass in. They weren't able to get it in. Tipped away by Oladipo, and then just makes a spectacular shot from about half court.
We'll take a quick break, come back, and Nolan Blair will carry on through with the halftime show. That's next. You're listening to Indiana University Basketball from WIUX Sports.